Yeah.
Yes, I have Mr. Ehrlichman.
Yeah. A couple of points, John.
Yes, sir.
One on that.
Mm-hmm.
I have the impression that we may be getting a little bit too far out in terms of advocating it.
All right.
And so that it becomes an issue, which they beat us over the head with, when we may not do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think
right.
I would try to get the boys to talk in more, shall we say, well, there are a number of different suggestions, but none of them involve an increase in taxes. All they involve is changing the burden of taxes, you know, or something
right.
like that. I don't know whether you feel that way, but I noticed the Times was playing it up pretty heavily
right.
this morning as being administration to advocate BAT and so forth and so on. I think it's important to do that, and also that's important in relations with Connolly, too.
All right.
So, do you agree with that?
Fine, sure. Sure.
Because I think it's consistent with our strategy,
right.
too. I think we're in a good position to be for modification of the property tax and reduction of the property tax and for some different system, but that our minds are open, we have made no decisions, and that in any event, it's not a tax increase. I'd hit that.
All right.
Fine. The other one is with regard to legal services. Do I understand that that is now in proper shape or will be?
No, you're going to have to veto it.
Oh, really?
It's in bad shape again, and they've loaded it up with another damn child development thing.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. And so the way it looks, you're going to have to do it again.
Yep. It'll be the OEO bill again.
Right.
Well, that's all right with me. I think it's a pretty good time to veto one of those.
Well, we're not doing much to clean it up because it went sour.
Yeah. With regard to Elliot now, there's nothing I need to do there. He's
no.
on salvo, is he?
Well, he is. We may not go with a press conference tomorrow because we want to see if we can get a price for this among the conservatives.
Which would be
their support of your provisions. In other words, we'd like to have you have a victory in the committee, but the committee come out with HR1, but with
mm-hmm.
a test,
mm-hmm.
and then let it go to the floor and let
right.
people hang amendments on it and so forth.
And
so if tomorrow's too soon to
yeah.
try and make those deals,
oh, yes.
why we'll either postpone it or just not have a press
yeah,
conference.
I understand that. In the meantime, I suppose we just don't worry about the immediate debate about whether what's happening and so forth. Or are we
all kinds of witnesses, you know.
We're fairly well positioned, I suppose.
And we have Ziegler positioned as just hanging tough on HR1.
Yeah, uh-huh. As a negotiating position.
Right.
Right. But that we're trying to find a solution.
That's it. And that we're confident that there'll be movement in the committee and so on
right.
and so forth.
Good. 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 Harry Dent thought the briefings went well. Incidentally, I talked to him.
Good.
He was very pleased with you and Schultz and Kissinger. He said the governors had a chance to ask questions and give their own input and so forth.
Right.
So they were in good shape.
They seem to be in very, very good fettle.
Yeah. I was very glad to that I picked the guys, as it turned out, who talked. You know, it was almost I did it. They were the natural ones to talk. But you know, Reagan came through in
yeah.
a fine-shut style. Rockefeller couldn't have been better. You know,
superb.
Ran against you twice, and you know,
isn't
all that.
Great?
And now I'm for you. And the other one is that. Could I ask you to do this? He's going to testify tomorrow. I want you to, if you can, take the time off the second, call him on the phone and tell him what's in the works here.
All right.
It's possible we want him to stand tight.
All right.
I don't know. What do you think? And say that he's, the president's position is that, but the main thing is to get action.
Yep. All right.
You phone him and tell him.
All right.
But let him in on the game.
All right.
We've got these guys over a barrel now, and that we're going to get something out of it, and that if we get anything out of it, why, New York will get its share.
Right. I'll call him.
Right. I think it's a good idea because he did raise it with me last night. And incidentally, another good point that came out last night, which I thought was the fact that Milliken said, look, don't write off Michigan, which gave me a chance to sort of make the 50-state point and that it's wrong to write off any section of the country and to take any for granted. You and I know the politics. We're going to concentrate on where we're going to win.
Right.
But don't you think it is good to play that line with
very interesting. You see,
Massachusetts, Michigan?
You see Milliken and Sargent coming around, as enthusiastic as they are, they come up to us, you know, and on the the sly,
yeah,
and say, now listen, we really want to be a part of this, and, yeah, and we're really for the president, all this kind of thing.
Good, good.
So it's that's, I think, a very heartening sign.
Yeah.
Those guys would cut and run if there was any trouble.
Yeah. You give your best to thought to this terribly difficult problem. I don't know what the hell the answer is, but one other thing. Were you, did you know what in the hell the Justice Department is bringing this suit against the milk producers for?
Yes, I called the Attorney General about that this morning.
Mm-hmm.
He says, well,
we're stuck with it.
There were three choices, and all of them bad. One was what they finally decided to do. Two was to file criminal charges against the officers of the milk producers. Three was to do nothing, and then there was going to be a congressional hearing.
Yeah.
And John said that...
So this gets it in the courts and it'll screw around for a while.
John said he had talked this over with the milk producers. He didn't understand why we were all surprised. This had been kicking around for a long time, and I said, well, you know, none of us had heard anything about it.
Right. Okay, just so he's talked it over with him.
So he says he has. I hope he has. Anyway, you might want to just raise it with him.
If I see him,
If you see him.
Yeah. Right.
And get into it. Now, on the Vice President's meeting on legal services,
mm-hmm,
that came up because of contacts with Cahill, who just raised hell with the Vice President about this legal services outfit. So the Vice President called...
The Vice President's on Cahill's side this time.
Oh, yeah, very much so. And the Vice President called this meeting, and he sort of summoned in everybody from all over New Jersey.
Yeah.
And we just heard about it by chance.
Right.
I sent a guy to...
Well, then basically it's not his fault, then, huh?
Well, he's sort of responding to Cahill's pressure on it. The crazy legal services guy,
yeah,
deserves to be fired for the way he treated the, right, Vice President, regardless.
But we can't fire him. Already quit.
He's already quit, but Ken Cole's got it worked out so he'll leave by Friday.
Yeah.
And that will, I think, signal the bureaucracy that his departure was hastier than he had planned.
Well, let's have him leave the day.
Well,
can't do that.
But I think that would just bring the liberals,
right,
down on the Vice President's head,
right,
in a way,
okay,
that...
I get it. Okay. I get your point. You're exactly right. All right. Good luck. A lot of snow up there, I'll bet.
Oh, a lot of snow, I should say. The boys have been working all morning.
Very comfortable, isn't it?
Delightful. Just
a delightful place. Well, enjoy your dinner.
Thank you.